Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:45 now, quarter till nine. Tommy Tucker, it's Tuesday, August 4th. This will be hot outside, man. I'm telling you what, highs 95 to 100 and a less than 20% chance for showers. We're joined by Breon DeDecker, Program Director with the Jane Place Neighborhood Sustainability Initiative. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. I want to talk about evictions in New Orleans. I think what happened at the civil court was outrageous. I don't think anybody should shut down a courtroom. So to get that out of the way, when it comes to evictions, how serious of a problem is it? And do people not understand that this applies to more people that may be like them than aren't? Do you understand what I'm asking you?
Yeah. So first, I would just like to say that New Orleans was in an eviction crisis before COVID-19 hit and before the pandemic happened. We were experiencing evictions at double the national rate. Nationally, around 2.5% of renters were being evicted each year through the court. In New Orleans, it was around 5.3%, and in some neighborhoods, it was as high as 10% of all households getting evicted. So we already had an extremely high eviction rate, and evictions can be very damaging for families, for individuals, particularly for children. It can lead to educational losses for children. It can lead to higher stress, health impairments for adults, job loss, because people are often, you know, struggling to find housing, struggling to find how to commute to their new job, to their jobs. So they can have this huge disruptive effect. And it can also block people from finding future housing opportunities because a lot of, you know, landlords screen against evictions. Jane Place has been working on evictions for a really long time. We have a huge wealth of data. So we just know that it is an issue that's really been percolating in our community for a long time. And now with coronavirus, with the level of unemployment that we have in this city and in the, you know, frankly, in the state, we know it's really going to only get worse for our families in this city.
What kind of numbers are you talking about?
Well, according to national advocacy groups, right now in Louisiana, 50% of all renters are at risk of eviction over the next 3 months.
Say that again.
50%. Half of renters are
wow.
at risk. Yeah.
And is that,
yeah.
Do they have anywhere to go?
Well, I mean, in New Orleans, our shelter beds are at capacity and have been for a long time. We know that often people will go double up with family, which is a risk factor when we're talking about coronavirus, right? One of the things that can put people at risk is overcrowded conditions. And so while some people might go be able to sleep on, you know, their cousin's couch for a little while or share a bedroom with their sister, that actually puts people at risk of transmission, especially if folks are still working and still working in these essential jobs where they're more likely to be exposed. So what you see is like a layering of risks on top of each other.
So you deal with this year round, and I would ask you, is this primarily gig workers? And I know we always talk about the average American, according to economic studies, can't can come up with $400 cash if they need to. That's the average American, that they're living paycheck to paycheck, even in the upper income levels. Do you think the average person realizes there, but for the grace of God go I? And are we talking about primarily gig workers here? What's the word I'm thinking of? Hotel tourism, tourist industry workers that are hit especially hard?
Yeah, well, we know from the data that one of the things that Jane Place did in conjunction with Loyola University last year is we did release the first study of evictions in New Orleans. And it really used data that stopped in 2017, but it was really illuminating. What we found was that at least the neighborhood in New Orleans that was most impacted by evictions was Little Woods, which is in New Orleans East. It's also a neighborhood right now, anecdotally, that has some of the highest COVID-19 infection rates. And what was interesting about Little Woods and their eviction rate is that they also had some of the highest employment levels in the city. So people in that neighborhood were working at, I think, a 92% employment rate, so working for pay. But the problem is that their incomes were very, very low. And really that's related to the fact that, you know, New Orleans still is at the federal minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, which you can't afford an apartment in New Orleans. Even in like neighborhoods that people think are affordable, you still cannot afford an apartment without, you know, being at risk. So again, if your car breaks down, if your kid breaks an arm, you know, if any little thing pops up where you need to actually try to scrape together some money, it can actually become very difficult very quickly. We found...
We can pick it up here when we come back. We have to take a break for traffic. You can tell us what you found. And also respond to this, if you will. Somebody texted in on the mortgage financial line and said, it's a business. The owners have to pay the mortgage, insurance, maintenance, and try to make a profit. If they aren't paid, they can't be expected to allow people to live rent-free. So you can address that when we come back as well. We're talking to Breon DeDecker, Program Director with the Jane Place Neighborhood Sustainability Initiative. She says up to 50% of those renting could be subject to eviction in Orleans Parish. 851, 9 till 9, traffic now on WWL. 8:57 now, 3 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Breon DeDecker. We would never talk about you, Breon. Program Director with the Jane Place Neighborhood Sustainability Initiative. Quickly finish your thought, and then if you would, I'm getting some text here from people that are taking, I guess not that there are sides on it, but looking at it from the other side, saying it's a business, the owners have debt service, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So please, if you will, the floor is yours.
Right. I just want to clarify one thing. It's not 50% of tenants in New Orleans that are at risk of eviction. It's 50% of all renters in Louisiana.
Okay.
This is not just
the
New Orleans problem. And I think that's important to remember.
It is.
And the last thing I was going to say is we have a court monitoring project where we have folks go into court and keep track of all evictions happening in Orleans Parish. And we discovered this year that 80% of all tenants were getting evicted for owing just 1 month's rent. So evictions can happen very, very quickly, particularly if you are falling behind. So it can just be a very fast process for
So what would you like to see done? Because these landlords do have debt service on the properties. They need cash coming in. They got cash flow issues. Ideally, what would you like to see done besides COVID go away and the economy come back?
Yeah, and so one thing I think is important to note about Jane Place is we're actually a housing provider. We're a community land trust, so we have rental property in New Orleans, and it's low-income and middle-income rental property. So we know what it's like to balance the needs of, you know, paying that mortgage note and also working with your tenants, particularly in this time of crisis when so many people have been impacted. I think there is a strong moment for landlords and tenants to work together, to work out payment plans, to try to figure out how to keep people stably housed. Right now, I mean, eviction might seem like a really good option to get somebody out who might not be paying that bill, but I think it's going to be incredibly difficult to find replacement tenants in this time, and folks should be mindful of that. And I think, you know, landlords have the ability to negotiate with their banks, and landlords have a lot of political strength and the ability to put pressure on our elected officials to get more rental assistance dollars At the state and federal level. Rental assistance, you know, the program that Louisiana had, they had $24 million that opened up. It's already been closed because the funds are going to be exhausted. But that money doesn't go to the tenant. That money goes directly to the landlord. So it does pay down that debt. And so this is really a moment for advocacy opportunities for landlords in order to get those rental debts covered and stabilize, you know, our housing and make sure that we don't have a larger crisis of homelessness in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.